The following program is presented on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Hey, this is Mark Strand, editor of Midwest Outdoors and host of the Midwest Outdoors podcast. And I want to thank you for listening to my favorite outdoor radio show, the Saturday Morning Nut House Ray I Radio with Ray, my hockey friend, Matty G, my sunglasses guy, the Vogler Vogler. A Merry Christmas to the real star of the show, Peanut. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And here's to a hunting, fishing, and listening to my friend and turkey hunting mentor, Ray I. And to read Ray I's column and a whole lot more, look for Midwest Outdoors on the newsstand or check it out at MidwestOutdoors.com, where you can also find out where to watch Midwest Outdoors television. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and to everybody huddled up in the bunker in the undisclosed location. Good luck digging these guys out until they run out of food. Then they're easy to trick.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Listen to KFNS 590 The Fan. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. How about the little Charlie Brown coming back, huh?
Yeah,
why don't you slide that microphone over there so I can say good morning to my man, the myth, the legend, the guy that runs the show that's got the controls, Matty G. Merry
Salutations.
Christmas.
Salutations. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Awesome. Yeah.
It's already been an adventure this morning.
Oh, we have an adventure in here this morning. I have a room full. Big media group. We got a whole house full of media folks this morning. All right, I'm going to introduce some of my guests. First, right over here, Tim. Tiny Tim.
Tiny Chelsovic, Tim
Chelsovic. Chelsovic. Something like that.
One of those iterations.
The talking woodsman.
The thinking woodsman.
Oh, but I thought it was the talking woodsman.
No, I do talk. Yeah. It's true.
Well, and then right over here to my right, let me turn the microphone so you can see him, is the one and only Bill Cooper. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, we're not on TV, are we? We'll always wait.
And you know, later on when we talk to you and interview you a little bit, Billy, we're going to play your intro, too, just so you'll know.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's introduce our coffee guy, too. We got a coffee man. Hey, Jim Covington, Thomas Coffee, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray. Good to be here.
Thank you for bringing in a coffee, my friend. That's awesome. Lots of coffee in there, boys and girls. And then we got another guy that's in here from Outdoor Guide Guru, the one and only Bobby Whitehead. Good morning, Bobby.
Your rambling Bob is back.
Yeah, we got your intro for later, too, buddy. Oh, you got it now. Oh, you're getting it now. And then we've got Princess Diana. Come over, Princess. She's shooting photos of the event. Diana Cooper.
Morning, Ray. What a great group you've got here this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that kiss earlier, too. I got the picture to show Bill.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. You will.
I got my 44.
Oh, he's always got his. Okay, give Frank that microphone back right here. Just push that around. All right, Frankie, Smoky Mo's down in Arnold, Missouri. Give us your address.
606 Jeffco.
And we've been down there several times checking out the place and the food. Great. You're doing a great job with that. Frankie's in today. He's brought in some food. He's going to serve the media people. Tell us what you're going to be feeding the folks today, Frankie.
Oh, we have brisket, ribs, potato salad, broccoli casserole.
Wow.
Real garlic bread with cheese. I use homemade Amish butter, fresh garlic, Provel on my garlic bread. Nobody does stuff like that.
And, somebody call 911. Jim's having a seizure over there.
I'm looking. I was hoping he was all right.
That sounds awesome, Frank. And when we get into the second segment, you're going to be serving this, and they're going to be telling us about it. First, I'm going to try to get their attention and talk to them about the outdoor media, electronic versus print. But it's going to be hard to do when you're serving that kind of food.
I'll be slicing that brisket up, and it'll be oozing all over the place. Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. Awesome. So if you just join us, that's Frank Emo. He's with Smoky Mo's. Yes, he's the pizza guy, but he's also now the pit man. He used to be the hit man on all my DVDs. You listeners who watch the DVDs, you're familiar with Frankie, the hit man. When you want to have fun on a hunt, you take Frank. When you want interesting video, you could go out in the middle of a field, 12 noon, on any day in August, Frank will make a party out of it. Yeah. Promise you. Right, Frankie?
We love fun, Ray.
Yes, we do. So, okay, Frank, we're going to let you go so you can start working on your food.
And, thanks, brother.
We're going to get into the show. We appreciate all you listeners.
But you got to say, Frankie's a gourmet cook.
He's a chef.
He's a chef.
He is so wound up today.
I'm scared.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead. I've got a little deal here I want to play because we got a lot of stuff to get in the show. It's a Soldier's Silent Night. Here with Christmas and all the good things going on, all the fun we're going to have here today with the food and great friends and fellowship, we must always remember the men and women in uniform. And that also includes our fire department, our police department, our first responders, but especially our American warriors. And with Christmas, with all the great things going on, we need to play this right here.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give, to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. But I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours. So silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All's secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
A Soldier Silent Night, told by Father Burnett. That's dedicated to our heroes, the men and women who fight for our freedom. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. The warmest wishes for safe holidays and home soon to loved ones. May you find New Year filled with peace, love, and prosperity. Merry Christmas to our warriors, and thank you. And we'll see you all on the other side. Merry Christmas.